Jury duty in Philly has gone high-tech. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Philadelphia Jury Commissioner Patrick Martin says prospective jurors will now receive a postcard with a QR code instead of the traditional juror questionnaire. He says people are tech-savvy enough to deal with the change.
It's probably long overdue if you think about it. You know, my mother-in-law is sending me TikToks, so there was concern that there's a generation out there that might not be able to handle this, and I disagree. I don't think we're there anymore.
Martin says beyond making it easier to notify jurors that they don't have to come via email, it's also more cost-effective.
I expect us to save approximately $250,000 a year in postage alone with total correspondence from start to finish with the juror.
For potential jurors who aren't so tech-savvy, he says there are people who answer the phone in the jury commissioner's office to assist them in filling out the questionnaire. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania pediatricians want to grow an initiative where doctors prescribe books to little kids at routine health visits. The Reach Out and Read model aims to help kids become interested in reading and improve literacy rates. Some clinics, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, adopted the program nearly 30 years ago. Medical director and pediatrician Dr. Trudy Hecker says the benefits have been clear.
We know kids who are exposed to Reach Out and Read have increased language acquisition, are read to more often if they are given a book by their provider, and they are more likely to have kindergarten readiness skills.
More than 1,000 pediatricians in Pennsylvania already participate in local programs. Hecker hopes that one day all physicians who treat babies and young children will participate. Outside, an absolutely beautiful day on this Tuesday afternoon, 87 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Blue skies above, really couldn't be nicer out there. Not bad humidity either. Temperatures could inch up another degree or two before the afternoon is out. Skies stay mostly clear for the remainder of the afternoon. Then overnight, some clouds come in.